KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies. It's 36 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies to continue today. A high around 52, southerly winds shifting to the northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Atlantic School Board on Wednesday night heard an update on the district's athletic facilities. FRK Architects principal owner Tom Woolen said some vinyl project items are being wrapped up thanks to the mild weather.
The track at the baseball has been raised. Now they're working on the scoreboard at the high school. There's some fencing items. They did get the seating down out of the high school, shot with discus. It's called dormant seating, winter seating. I think that the district benefited from a spate of nice weather this fall. So the contractors were able to be out and finish up some of that work.
Wolin acknowledged it's been a long haul, though, and that it's been a struggle. He said they appreciate the district's patience and indicated Wednesday night's meeting marked a milestone night with regard to the contractor's four certificates of substantial completion of the projects.
First one was for the high school athletic field only, because that was done, that the synthetic turf was complete so that the PE students could use it at the beginning of the year. A couple of them are retro, back to when these facilities were used by the district. Baseball, softball, we set a date for last spring at the when the first game was played, games were played out there. And then the Trojan Bowl, we set a date that was for a year ago, 2020, in September, when you had your first game there. And then the most recent one was for the remaining areas at the high school. So the shot put discus, the paving, the concessions, the tennis courts.
Substantial completion, Woolen says, means that's when the warranty will start on the project and all the items that have one-year warranties from the contractor. Woolen said a key thing for the board to be aware of is that the district is still holding on to 5% of the project construction costs for what's known as retainage. That amounts to roughly $500,000, which will not be released to the contractor until the district is comfortable and confident that all the items are complete to its satisfaction.
The final process will happen now for several months, because punch list items notoriously take a while to finish, and retainage release and clearing out the project financially. But at the very end of the project, we will release, I would imagine it would just be one document for the entire project, and that would be a certificate of final completion. And then your contract is complete. You've severed ties completely with graphite construction.
The contractor can and likely, he says, will apply for partial retainage release so that those parties who completed their project satisfactorily can be paid. Superintendent Steve Barber said some of the things they're holding the contractor accountable for is concrete work and issues associated with that. Woolen says warranty periods for some of those items has passed, but since the issues were identified during the warranty period, they are considered to be punch list items that the contractor is responsible to have fixed before they're signed off on.
For example, you know, as you walk down the stairs from the parking lot of the middle school down to the baseball softball complex, you notice the inside face of that concrete set of stairs. It's not the prettiest concrete you've ever seen in your life. They've tried to fix some of those little honeycomb holes and deal with some of that, but it's not award-winning concrete. Is it going to ever fail? No. Is it sturdy and strong? Yes. Are the stairs fine? Are we compliant with ADA accessibility? Absolutely.
Well, and so the Atlantic School District is not the only district in the state struggling to deal with the primary contractor for project satisfaction. Other districts, he said, have said similar issues. Despite the delays and issues with construction, board member Nick Hunt said, "We do have a final project that looks nice, and I think the community and everyone appreciates it." Officials of the Des Moines Public School District say the increase in the number of fights at school this fall isn't due to removal of school resource officers. Police have been called to deal with 13 fights altogether so far. That compares to 9 during the same period in 2019. District staff members, current and former students, and community members are saying bringing those resource officers back would only return the problems that led to their removal, the criminalization of student behaviors and disproportionate contact between those officers and students of color. One official blames the rising number of fights to pandemic-related stress and staffing shortages. Well, officials at the Creston Police Department report 26-year-old Michael Schuyler Ross of Creston was arrested at around 8 p.m. Wednesday for violation of a no-contact or protective order. Ross was being held without bond in the Union County Jail until seen by a judge. And a Creston man reported to police Wednesday afternoon that someone stole a baby Jesus display and a power cord from the First Presbyterian Church in Creston. Loss was estimated at $56. There's more news online at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.